Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. Richard, we're looking at possible explanations other than the low unemployment number for the shortfall in all the major services of the U.S. military for recruiting. What is the Board of Visitors and what does that illustrate about today's military in the Biden administration?
Well, it turns out there's a fifth branch of government, generally unstudied, and this consists of a series of boards of visitors or advisors, which are attached to every major program that we have in the United States. And the hallmark of these particular branches is that they're supposed to be independent of political influence. The Army, the Air Force, and the Navy all have board of visitors, and traditionally they've been stocked with people who have real importance. At the beginning of 2021, Austin basically suspended their operation. His particular target was quite simply the fact that people who received appointments from Donald Trump would be held over into the Biden administration for the remainder of their 3-year term. And they just, first of all, suspended their operation, which was illegal in my view, no authority of the Secretary of Defense to do that. And then we got the following charming letter in September of 2021. Either you resign by 5 o'clock or we fire you at 6 o'clock. Thank you, the president. And pretty abrupt. Now, first of all, what you do is you're seeing high-handed illegality. Tampering with traditional structures unilaterally by a president is a way to break all the institutional safeguards that we have. And boards of visitors are a soft check. They're not around. It means that a potential source of criticism of what's happening at these academies has now been effectively silenced, which means that the Secretary of Defense and the various academy superintendents have a greater degree of freedom in what kinds of policies they want to impose and why. And generally speaking, if you get rid of powerful checks that have long institutional history, you're just asking for trouble. Now, I have been representing some of the lawyers and the displaced people who've been fired from these things in a lawsuit. We had a terrible result in the district court, but you know our case is very strong and it's now going up on appeal. And we'll probably have it argued at the end of the year, more or less. And I hope that we could reverse this decision. But what it does is when you take away this kind of check and emphasize that kind of arbitrary behavior, it means that there's going to be much more freedom for the Biden administration to put into place whatever policies it wants inside these academies, because there's nobody out there saying you really don't want to do this. And the Biden's position is, I want my independent board to reflect my values and my values only. He doesn't get it. He's entitled to his personal advisor. He's not entitled to taking an independent board, which has oversight responsibility, and basically making it a tool for his own administration. The statute was not designed for that, and he's the first and only president to ever done it. This is another one of these paradoxes. Donald Trump talks a terrible game, but Beau Biden actually acts a terrible game. He is more likely to do illegal things unilaterally, and this is the same one as all of his executive orders. It's the kind of administrative imperialism which is inconsistent with the long-term stability of government, the rule of law, the separation of powers, the acknowledgement by a president that there are some limits on his particular policy, none of which he wants. And people may not understand this is a separate issue. It's a kind of a technical subject. But what happens is it reduces the effectiveness of the leadership inside these academies. The consequence is going to be they're going to be less attractive places, and they will essentially lose a large number of recruits from military families who are telling their kids, this is not the Army, this is not the Air Force, this is not the Navy that I joined 35 years ago. Stay out, young man, young woman, don't do it. And I think, in fact, it's just a terrible precedent. Morale is one of the first and most important things that you have. And one of the things that I could say is after you introduce a situation where you're new to these particular boards, it's pretty clear that confidence and morale inside the service academies is going to go down.
We have a minute, Richard. There is there's a letter written to the House of Representatives by 162 former admirals and generals pleading for meritocracy in the military. What do they mean by meritocracy?
They don't want DEI. Because what they do is they regard all of this stuff having to do with equity and inclusion and so forth and diversity as a sham. And what it is it basically a way in which it turns out that you have absolute propagandization of what's going on. And you have statements in which sort of white men are told that they're really not welcome at the academy and so forth. And they don't have distinctive identities. When it turns out we're in favor of diversity, equity, inclusion, it doesn't include the mainstay of the military. And so there's low morale. And the Washington Examiner published a bunch of essays some time ago, including letters by cadets who said, I never thought I'd be saying this, that I'm absolutely appalled at the kind of arbitrary and ugly power that seems to be the rule of the day in all three service academies.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing at Defining Ideas. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.